insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you again to our program. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون.
If you remember, we were discussing verse 83, where some very interesting points that are mentioned in the verse, and we tried to expand on them. The verse was explaining and again addressing Bani Israel, which has been happening in many of the previous verses in the series of previous verses. It's either been addressing Bani Israel or talking or involving something that involved actually Bani Israel. In this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the pledge that was taken from Bani Israel that they should practice certain things. The pledge was mentioned once before in the in Surah Baqarah. In this instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands and tells us what some of those, at least some of those commandments were. The first one was that one should not practically worship anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تعبدون إلا الله. And we also explain that these verses or these commandments that are mentioned in this verse are general guidelines that are mentioned in all religions. You know, some laws in religions apply only in that particular religions, but then there are certain guidelines that are mentioned and are commanded in all religions, all divine religions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to people. These that are mentioned, these commandments that are mentioned in this verse are the general guidelines that are mentioned in all religions. So the first one was to worship no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Practically, we're not supposed to be obedient to anyone except for Allah or whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints for us to be obedient to, like the prophets and the imams. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And to do good to parents, وَذِي الْقُرْبَى. And to relatives also, وَالْيَتَامَى. And to orphans, وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. And the needy. We explain these. The next one is وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Before explaining this one, there's a point that I have to emphasize on to clarify a point. Sometimes the way, at least I understand some people explaining these good things, to do good to the parents, to do good to the relatives, to do good to the orphans and the likes of that, it seems like they're explained as mustahabbat, as things that they're good to do, but you don't have to do it. All right. I'd like to remind the listeners that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using a very, very strong tone. He said, we took the pledge that Bani Israel do this. All right. And we mentioned that these are general guidelines that are mentioned in all religions. These guidelines are supposed to be practiced. It's not like, oh, you know, if I don't like to, I can not do good to orphans. I can, you know, just neglect orphans altogether. I don't have anything to do with the orphans. or my relatives. I don't need to be good to them at all. I can just leave them alone and go and live my life and have nothing to do with them. Don't do any good to them at all. All right. My parents the same way, or poor people. That is not the case. All right. That is not the case. The silatul rahim that is mentioned in Islam, that it's necessary that one does not cut off relations. You have to have relations with people, and you can with your relatives, with one's relatives, and especially the parents. Okay, we have got to have that relationship. We cannot cut that off, and that relationship has got to be in this way. In other words, yes, it is not such that the relationship is necessary, and one has got to have the relationship, but it doesn't matter how you have the relationship and how you interact. You can be very nice to them and very kind to them, or you can be very rude. What's important is that you have a relationship. That's not the case. All right. One has got to keep the relationship, and it has to be a good relationship. You got to be good. So this is a necessary point. It's not like I can be whatever I like to do with my parents. If I don't like to treat them well, one has got to treat their parents good. Obviously, the applications of that we explained in the session that we explained this issue of being good to the parents. What that implies? Do we have to listen and be obedient in all cases? I was just reading an email a few days ago that a person had gotten married to someone just because the mother really, really wanted that person to marry this girl, and he didn't really want to marry her. Whatever, we explained in that session that the being good to the parents doesn't mean that. But okay, with whatever the explanation is, which we tried to explain in that session, one has got to be good to the parents. Not that if I feel like it, it's good, but if you don't feel like it, then you have to be good. Also, the dhil qurba, to the relatives, to the yatama, to the orphans, to the masakin especially, I would like to remind, we have certain levels of this being good and kind to the masakin that are wajib clearly, okay, for every single individual that has, the conditions. Like zakat, for example. Zakat, it's wajib. If one has those items that zakat applied to, it's wajib for them to pay the zakat. Where does that go? That goes for the masakin. That level of it is necessary for them to practice that particular example, for the particular application of being good to masakin, to poor people. It's got to be practiced for those who have that. All right. But even other than that, as we said, we are supposed to have a good relationship. If we disrespect or have the wrong type of relationship with these people, we have actually gone against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws. All right. It's not something as, just a plain mustahab that if I feel like it. No, that is not the case. The last one that we just mentioned in this session, it says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى. This is a very, very interesting and important commandment that is given. And as we said, this is one of those general principles that are mentioned as the guidelines in all religions. It's not only for the Jewish people, it also applies to the Christians and to the Muslims and to the previous people as well. The sentence is, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى, and speak kindly to people. What does that mean? What am I trying to get to? قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى, speak kindly to people. It's got a very, very broad audience. Okay, it applies to a lot of people. It says قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ. In the addresses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to address the people regarding laws, right? Sometimes it says, do this regarding the mu'mineen, or O mu'mineen, do this. Okay, or do this towards Muslimin. In our legal system, in the ahkam, the practical laws, a lot of the ahkam, it says, you have to be this way towards the mu'mineen, towards the believers. Okay. Sometimes, however, the address and the command is more general than that. This is one of those cases that the command is very general. It says, قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى, be good and say good things to people. Doesn't matter what their religion is. It doesn't say only if they have your religion, treat them well. No. قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى, speak kindly to people. And as the Mufassirin have said, يَسْقُولُ لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, it says that your treatment should be not just words, not just in your talk. Yeah, I say kind words to you, but then I stab the person in the back once they leave. Okay, I treat them very badly. Or in work, yeah, I start to say, yeah, this guy's such a bad person, I make them lose the job. No, it's not. It says your conduct towards people should be a good conduct. You should treat people well. And it's a very general statement that linnas, to people, doesn't matter what their religion is, doesn't matter what their belief is. All right. Yes, Islamically, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, there's different levels, obviously. The way I respect a mu'min and a believer is not going to be the same as how I respect and how I treat a person that does not have any faith or any belief. Also, amongst the Muslimin and amongst the believers, those that have higher ranks of iman, they see they're more practicing, they're more spiritual, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us through the Ahlul Bayt, through also the Holy Quran, that we should give them special respect. But that's not denying respect and denying kindness in our attitude towards people of other religions and people of other sects of Islam, people of other faiths. That does not deny that. All right, this commandment that's mentioned in this verse says, say good and treat people well. The Ahlul Bayt, all right, our role models, taught us this in practice. They taught us this in practice. We know the stories of the Holy Prophet being kind to the Mushrikeen. All right. We know those stories. We know the stories of the Prophet being kind to the Jewish people, to the Christians in Medina and outside of that. We know the stories of the way that the Imams treated even their enemies, people that seemingly they were Muslims. They did portray themselves as being Muslim. However, in practice, they went against one of the clearest commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, one of the clearest orders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given people, and he's mentioned it as the reward for the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They've gone against that. They have mistreated the progeny of the Holy Prophet. Even to those people, when Marwan in Medina, all right, when Marwan was in Medina and the whole city was actually attacked and he felt his family endangered, he went to Imam Sajjad salamullah alayhi and asked him to give protection to his family. And Imam Sajjad salamullah alayhi gave that to Marwan's family. All right. Good treatment. This verse tells us it's one of those very beautiful commandments of Islam, and we should tell others about such commandments in our religion, so people would know that this is not what some enemies of this religion try to portray of our religion as being a very violent religion. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu, 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 subhanaka.